Welcome to Torah Timcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. David has transferred the kingship to his son Shlomo. Despite no longer serving as king, David continues to do all he can to prepare the Beit HaMikdash for when his son Shlomo will build it. This includes organizing the Levi'im and the Kohanim for their future service. Our chapter opens with a description of David having advanced in his years. V'David zaken v'sava yamim v'yamlech et Shlomo beno al Yisrael. When David reached a ripe old age, he made his son Solomon king over Israel. Malbim explains that this is to stress David's devotion to doing everything he can to contribute to the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Despite the fact that he is no longer king and also old, he still dedicates himself to organize whatever he can in advance, including the orders of the Kohanim and Levim for their future service. The Midrash Tanchuma sees this seemingly sudden aging as a direct result of the end of the previous chapter 21, where we read that David would not go to inquire before Hashem because he was frightened by the sword of the angel of the Lord. It tells us that there are four things that can cause old age to jump out a person. The final one listed is fear. David's elderliness was caused by his fear. Bereshit Rabbah notes that it does not say when King David, David HaMelech, reached a ripe old age in our verse. The Midrash applies the verse from Kohelet chapter 8, verse 8, which says, "There is no man who has power over the wind to retain the wind, nor has he authority over the day of death." Even a king has no power over when he will die, so David is not called by his title of king. After telling us that David gathered all the princes of Israel, the Kohanim and the Levi'im, the chapter then recounts the result of the census of all the Levi'im from age 30 and up. Malbim explains that 30 years old was when a Levi would begin his service as written in Bamidbar, chapter 4, verse 3. At first glance, there seems to be some confusion about exactly how old the Levi'im were when they began their obligations to the temple. But Midbar chapter 8, verse 24, says they enter the service to work in the tent of meeting at 25. Rashi explains on that verse that they begin to study what their role entails at age 25 and only start to serve at age 30. We will explain at the end of this chapter why David gives responsibility already at 20 years old. David divides the Levim into divisions based on the original three sons of Levi, Gershom, Kahat, and Merari. The rabbis glean a number of interesting halachot and ideas from this list. In a discussion in Horayot 13a about whose lost object should be returned first, or whose life takes precedence, we learn that a priest precedes a Levite based on verse 13 of our chapter, which reads, "Bnei Amram, Aharon uMoshe, Vayibadel Aharon lahakdisho kodesh kadoshim hu uvanav ad olam lahaktir lifnei Hashem lisharto ulevarech bishmo ad olam." The sons of Amram, Moshe and Aaron was separated to be sanctified as most holy, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to serve him and to bless him with his name to eternity. This Gemara understands the separation of Aaron in order to be sanctified as the most sacred. Malbim points out that of Amram's two sons, only those descendants of Moshe are considered Levi'im, as Aaron and his sons are Kohanim. But what about Moshe Rabbeinu himself? Verse 14 offers us an interesting insight into Moshe's role vis-a-vis the Kohanim. It reads, "Umoshe ish ha'elokim banavi kar'u al shevet ha'levi." But as for Moshe, the man of God, his sons were to be called in the tribe of Levi. The Gemara in Zevachim 102a understands from this verse that Moshe himself was actually a Kohen, beginning the 7 days after the Mishkan was completed, but before Aaron and his sons had been inaugurated into the priesthood. Moshe's status as Kohen continued after that time, but it was not passed on to his children. This explains the verse from Tehillim 99, verse 6, "Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, did call upon the Lord, and he answered them." Verses 15 through 17 tell us about Moshe and his children. B'nei Moshe, Gershom, v'Eliezer. the sons of Moshe, Gershom and Eliezer. B'nei Gershom, Shvuel HaRosh. The sons of Gershom, Shvuel the chief. Vayu b'nei Eliezer, Rechavia HaRosh, v'lo haya le'Eliezer banim achirim, u'b'nei Rechavia, Ravu Lamala. And the sons of Eliezer were Rechavia the chief, and Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rechavia multiplied greatly. The Gemara in Brachot 7a provides a fascinating explanation for why his descendants would have had such an unusually large population growth based on Hashem's very strong words to Moshe after B'nai Israel sinned with the golden calf. The Gemara reads, "From where do we derive that all of Hashem's promises are fulfilled? We know this from Moshe, our teacher. As Hashem promised and said, 'Leave me alone, I will destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make from you a nation mightier and greater than they.'" Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14. Even though Moshe prayed to have the decree repealed, and it was nullified, the promise was fulfilled, and Moshe's descendants became a nation mightier and greater than the 600,000 Israelites in the desert. As it is stated with regard to the Levites, the sons of Moshe, Gershom and Eliezer, and the sons of Eliezer were Rechavia the chief. And Eliezer had no other sons, and the sons of Rechavia were very many. Chronicles 23:15-17. While B'nai Israel was not destroyed, Baruch Hashem, we see from our chapter that Moshe's descendants were indeed mighty. The rabbis in Yevamot 61 base a famous argument of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai on these same verses about Moshe's sons. The Mishnah states that Beit Shammai says that one fulfills the mitzvah to be fruitful and multiply when he has two male children. The Gemara asks, what is the reason of Beit Shammai? The Gemara answers, we learn this from Moshe, as it is written, the sons of Moshe, Gershom, and Eliezer. Chronicles 1:23, verse 15. Since Moshe did not have any other children, two sons must be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah. And the reason of Beit Hillel is that we learn from the creation of the world, as mankind was created male and female. At the end of the census of the Levites, we are told that David counted them from the age of 20 years old rather than either 25 or 30, as mentioned in the Torah. Our chapter also gives a reason for why David did this. Verse 24, Ela b'nei Levi, levet avotehem, rashe ha'avot lifkudehem, b'mispar shemot legulgalotam, osei hamalacha l'avodat beit Hashem mibein esrim shana v'mala. These are the sons of Levi to their father's houses, the leaders of the father's houses to their numbers, in the number of names according to their heads, who perform work for the service of the house of the Lord from 20 years old and upward. Ki amar David, heniach Hashem Elokei Yisrael le'amo, v'yishkon b'Yerushalayim ad olam. For David said, the Lord God of Israel has given peace to his people, and he dwells in Yerushalayim to eternity. V'gam le'levim ein laseit et ha'mishkan v'et kol kelav la'avodato. And also, the Levim shall no longer have need to carry the tabernacle in all its vessels for its service. Ki b'divrei David, ha'achronim hema, mispar b'nei Levi mi'ben esrim shana u'mala. Verse 27, for in David's final words, the sons of the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and upwards. Malbim explains that David reasoned that the age of 30 for the wanderings in the desert, because then it was necessary for them to carry the ark on their shoulders, which required great strength, that was not attained till the age of 30, as we learn in Pirkei Avot. Once the Aron would have a permanent place in the Beit HaMikdash, this strength would no longer be necessary, and they could be counted from the age of 20. In verse 28, we transition to the role of Levi'im in relation to the Kohanim. Kimam adam liad b'nei Aron, lavodat beit Hashem, al hachatzerot ve'al halishakot ve'al tarat l'chol kodesh u'maaseh avodat beit ha'elokim. For their station was alongside the sons of Aaron, for the service of the house of the Lord over the courts and over the chambers and over the purity of all sacred things and the performance of the service of the house of God. Rashi tells us that the Levim were necessary for the Kohanim to fulfill their service, as there were not enough of them, as he says in his comment to verse 31. And so we find with Chizkiyahu in Chronicles 2, chapter 29, verse 34, only the priests were few, and they could not flay all the burnt offerings, So their brethren, the Levites, strengthened them, etc. In this chapter, we see not only a father's love for his son and his desire to help him get the best start in his role as king, but also a man in his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his willingness to contribute in whatever way he could, despite not being able to complete the task. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.